跟各位互相参考的题目是从天上来的声音。
Today our topic is the voice from heaven.
地面上有很多人的声音。
We hear a lot of voices on earth.
有真实的，也有不真实的。
These voices consist of those that tell the truth and those that tell falsehood.
树上人的声音非常多。
In fact, there are many different voices.
但是从天上来的声音却非常少。
But yet we seldom hear voices from heaven.
主耶稣在世传福音的时候，
while Jesus was preaching in his ministry,
曾经有三次从天上来的声音。
Three times there was voices from heaven.
我们读圣经看起来好像没有什么意思。
When we read the Bible, it seems like these voices have no meaning.
实际上呢，却充满了神的爱。
In fact, these voices are filled with the love of God.
要我们去深深感受神的恩典。
And they are to tell us that we should experience the love of God.
路加福音第三章二十一节二十二节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 3, verse 21 and verse 22.
路加福音第三章二十一节二十二节。
Luke chapter 3, verses 21 and 22.
众百姓都受了洗，耶稣也受了洗，正祷告的时候，天就开了。圣灵降临在他身上，形状仿佛鸽子，又有声音从天上来说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”这里记载众百姓受洗，就是施洗约翰传这个悔改的道理。
Here it says when all the people were baptized, it was telling us that John the Baptist was preaching the gospel of repentance at that time.
有很多百姓受感动而去领受约翰的洗礼。
Many who heard John the Baptist were moved and they wanted to be baptized by John.
这里记载主耶稣也受洗。
Here it recorded that even Jesus was baptized.
主耶稣跟众人不一样。
But Jesus was different from the other people.
他是无罪的神，成为肉身到世界来。
He was a sinless God manifest in the flesh to come into the world.
但是犹太人还是很多人不了解这件事情。
But many Jews couldn't understand this point.
把他当为跟一般的人一样。
Many see him like an ordinary man.
耶稣开始要出来传福音，要得到众人的尊敬。
Before Jesus began his ministry, he needed the respect of others.
当时呢，施洗约翰在众百姓的心目中是一位很好的先知。
John the Baptist was seen as a prophet in the eyes of the people.
所以施洗约翰呢他就介绍耶稣呢就是要来的那一位救主。
Hence John the Baptist introduced Jesus as the coming Messiah.
并且呢主耶稣来领受约翰的洗礼。
And even Jesus was baptized by John.
约翰本来不敢接受。
Initially John refused to baptize Jesus.
但是主耶稣要求之下要尽诸般诸义约翰才领受的。
Yet Jesus insisted to comply with all righteousness.
为什么耶稣要受洗呢？
Why did Jesus baptize?
就是要得到众百姓的肯定他。
Jesus required baptism because he wanted others to affirm him.
因为在约翰的一章里面呢，施洗约翰曾经介绍耶稣给以色列人来认识他。
In 1 John, John the Baptist introduced Jesus to all the people.
所以他领受约翰的洗礼呢，更会得到众人呢，来喜悦他。
If Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, then more people would like him.
并且主耶稣对约翰说要尽诸般注意，在马太福音第三章有记载。
And in Matthew chapter 3, and Jesus said to John the Baptist, this is to comply with the righteousness.
因为呢，这样才能够合乎神的旨意，才能够呢，以一般人的心目中呢，尽的这个责任。
To fulfill all righteousness, and therefore John will be doing his duty.
所以约翰呢，才给他洗礼。
And that is why John the Baptist agreed to baptize Jesus.
还有一点很重要的。就是有关受罪的洗礼，主耶稣必须要留下榜样。
And another important point was that Jesus needed to set an example for baptism.
我们真教会跟得救有关系的三样典礼，主耶稣都有留下榜样。
In our true church, we have three sacraments, and Jesus had left an example with all three.
所以受罪的洗礼，他必须要留下榜样，让以后相信他的人来学习啊。
This baptism of remission of sin was an example left behind by Jesus.
这里记载主耶稣受洗以后正在祷告。
And in verse 21, it says that when Jesus had baptized and was praying,
那天开了，圣灵降下。
The heaven opened and the Holy Spirit descended.
当时亲眼看到的，像施洗约翰呢，他说圣灵好像鸽子降下来，这是一个异象。
Then many people witnessed this and they saw the Holy Spirit descended in the form of a dove.
因为圣灵是灵，肉眼看不见。
Because Holy Spirit is a spirit and it's invisible to the eye.
但是神要显出异象，人就可以看到。
However, if God were to perform a vision, then many people would be able to see it.
好像五旬节的时候，门徒得到圣灵了。
On the day of the Pentecost, the disciples received Holy Spirit.
当时呢，他们所看到的。
Then what they saw.
说圣灵降下来。
What they saw, and they said that the Holy Spirit descended.
那在同时呢，又天上呢有声音出来说。
And at the same time, a voice came from heaven.
说这位耶稣是天父的爱子。
Says that Jesus is the beloved Son of God.
这位耶稣是天父真神所喜悦的。
And Jesus is one whom He is pleased.
那现在我们就根据这个天上的声音做两句来做参考。
And this evening we shall study these two sentences uttered by the voice from heaven.
为什么天上有声音称耶稣为他的爱子呢？
Why did a voice from heaven claim that Jesus was his beloved son?
约翰福音第一章里面介绍主耶稣呢就是天父的独生子。
In Gospel John chapter 1 it tells us that Jesus is the only son of God.
要来担当世人的罪过。
That Jesus came to bear the sin of all men.
好像呢一个王呢他要借着他的独生子来救很多的人一样。
This would be likened to the analogy of a king sacrificing his only son to rescue his subjects.
所以耶稣成为人子的时候呢也是天父的独生子啊。
Hence when Jesus came as the son of man, he is also the only son of God.
是天父所爱的，但是呢天父是为了世人的罪过而牺牲啊。
He may be liked or loved by God, yet he was used as a sacrifice.
这来表明神的爱是何等的浩大。
This shows how great the love of God is.
那么主耶稣呢，是在圣经里面成为神的爱主啊。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus is the beloved Son.
但实际上呢，他就是神本身啊。
But in fact, he is God himself.
我们请看哥罗西书第一章十五节。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第一章十五节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
爱子是那不能看见诸神的像，是所生的，在一切被造以先。十六节。
16.
因为万物都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主处的、主政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。保罗在这边阐明耶稣基督啊。
Here Paul is explaining, telling us about Jesus Christ.
他就是人看不见的神的像，也就是说。耶稣就是神啊。
Here, Paul tells us that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. In other words, he's telling us that Jesus is God.
因为接下来他有介绍说他是造物主啊。
Because he says that for in him all things were created.
所以耶稣来到世界呢，为了这个救赎的工作呢，他就成为神的爱子啊。
For the sake of the work of salvation, Jesus came into the world as the only Son of God.
那么这也含义着我们今天相信耶稣接受洗礼的人
This also implies that today we who believe in Jesus Christ and were baptized in him
也要跟耶稣一样成为天父真神的爱主
We will be like Jesus Christ. We will also be the beloved children of God.
这对属灵来说是非常重要的。
And this is an important point for us.
因为自从人类的始祖亚当犯罪以后
，Ever since Adam and Eve had sinned，
人呢啊就陷在罪恶里面，成为撒旦之主啊。
All humans were under the control of sin and became children of Satan.
因为成为罪患，在神的面前呢啊，不能够成为圣洁。
Because they have become sinners, they're no longer righteous before God.
所以约翰福音第八章里面在提到，所有犯罪的都是罪的奴仆，都是撒旦之主啊。
Therefore, in John chapter 8, tells us that all who sin are the children of Satan.
那么人要成为神的儿子呢，已经啊不配了。
And because of sin, the humans can no longer claim the sonship with God.
但是今天借着受罪的洗礼呢，让我们恢复神的儿子的啊这个名分。
Yet through the baptism of Jesus Christ, we have reclaimed our sonship with God.
所以主耶稣既然领受洗礼是要留下榜样呢，当年天上就有声音来证明，这是我的爱子啊。
And since Jesus was to set an example by getting baptized, there will be a voice from heaven speaking.
同样，我们今天借着主耶稣的宝血洗礼受罪以后呢
，Same thing for us today when we have received baptism.
当时从天上来这个声音呢，也要来证明我们今天呢是神的儿女。
A voice from heaven would also say that we are children of God.
我们如果能够了解这种道理，我们就很重视有关我们洗礼的事情了。
If we understand these teachings, then we will be able to look heavily upon on our baptism.
那么也就是说，能够去尊重主耶稣为我们所流出来的宝血呀。
In other words, we would cherish the precious blood of Jesus.
我们请看加拉太书第三章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter
3. 26节、27节。
Chapter 3, verse 26 and verse 27.
加拉太书第三章26节、27节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and verse 27.
所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。你们受洗归入基督的都是皮带基督了。这里提到因信耶稣基督成为神的儿子。
Here says that we are all sons of God in Christ Jesus.
来听道理还不算信耶稣。
And listening to sermon does not make you a Christian.
受洗以后呢才算是信耶稣啊。
Only after you have received baptism that can you claim to be a Christian.
因为这里提到受洗才是正式归入在基督里面。
Because here it tells us that only when we are baptized into Christ, then we are Christians.
因为我们受洗罪得到赦免，才有资格成为神的儿子。
Only after we were baptized, our sins were remiss, can we claim our sonship.
所以当时从天上来的声音啊，说耶稣是天父的爱子啊。
And this voice from heaven spoke and said that Jesus was his beloved son.
那这也可以证明我们今天呢，也是呢神的爱子啊。
This voice can also prove that we are the beloved children of God.
那么主耶稣受洗以后呢，啊，圣灵临到他的身上。
And after Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon him.
所以根据这个顺序来看呢，应该先受洗以后才能够得到圣灵。
But looking at the sequence, we should be baptized first before we receive Holy Spirit.
但实际上呢，也有还没有受洗就先得圣灵的。
However, there are examples of people who have received Holy Spirit before the baptism.
这是神特别的恩典。
This is a special grace of God.
为什么圣灵要居住在罪还没有得到赦免的人身上呢？
Why would the Holy Spirit dwell on someone whose sins were not remissed?
这要证明神的爱。
This is to prove the love of God.
但是还没受洗的人，先得圣灵的人，一定要啊接受洗礼。
But for those who have received the Holy Spirit before the baptism, they must receive baptism.
不能够拖延太久。
They cannot prolong it.
好像当年彼得呢去传福音给哥尼流的时候。
It would be like in the days when Peter preached to Cornelius.
哥尼流呢得到圣灵，一家人得到圣灵。
The whole household of Cornelius received Holy Spirit.
彼得就说他们既然得圣灵跟我们一样 我们啊不能够没有给他洗礼的。
Peter says that since they have received the same Holy Spirit as us, we should baptize them.
所以彼得呢就在当天呢给他们全家洗礼啊。
Hence on the same day, Peter baptized the whole household.
因为这是神特别的恩典。
This is a special grace from God.
那么我们今天已经受洗的人呢，一定会得到圣灵的。
And today, for those of us who have already received baptism, you will receive the Holy Spirit as well.
那么实际上呢，还有很多弟兄姐妹还没有得圣灵。
However, it is a fact that many brothers and sisters have yet to receive the Holy Spirit.
但是既然受洗呢，就一定会得圣灵。
But since you're baptized, you will receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，这是啊。圣经所应许的。
This is a promise in the Bible.
那么我们受洗以后成为神的儿子。
After we are baptized, we become children of God.
那么得圣灵呢，也要证明我们也是神的儿子。
Receiving the Holy Spirit is also an evidence that we are children of God.
请看啊，同这个加拉太书第四章第六节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4, verse 6.
第四章第六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。这里提到说，我们既然成为神的儿子，也就是说，我们受洗以后。
Here says that since when we are sons, meaning after we are receiving, we have received Holy Spirit.
那么神就会差遣他儿子耶稣的灵，就是圣灵，进入到我们的心里。
God will send the Spirit of His Son, who is Jesus.
使我们每一位都能够称呼天父为阿爸父啊。
God will send the Holy Spirit into our hearts so that everyone will be crying, Abba Father.
啊，这是何等的亲切的称呼啊！
And such a warming address.
因为这是从天上来的声音啊。
Because this is a voice from heaven.
罗马书第八章那边也提到说。我们得到圣灵的人，圣灵跟我们的心同作见证，我们是神的儿女。
And in Romans chapter 8, it also tells us that when we have received the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit will be a witness for us that we are once again children of God.
不止这样，得圣灵呢，也是我们将来得天国基业的凭据啊。
And receiving the Holy Spirit is also an evidence of your heritage in heaven.
所以施洗约翰呢？啊，当时为耶稣做见证的时候
，When John the Baptist bore witness for Jesus，
他有提到他亲眼看到圣灵从天上降下来落到耶稣的身上。
He said that he saw with his own eyes that the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus。
请看约翰福音第一章三十二节。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 1.
到三十四节。约翰福音第一章三十二节到三十四节。
John chapter 1 verse 32 to verse 34。
三十二节。
32。
约翰又做见证说：“我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的，对我说：‘你看见圣灵降下来。’”住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵梳洗的。三十四节。
34。
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。梳洗约翰在介绍耶稣的时候
，When John the Baptist was given an introduction of Jesus，
是因为他亲眼看到圣灵临到他的身上。
He said that he saw with his own eyes that the Holy Spirit descended upon Jesus。
圣灵是看不见的。
Holy Spirit was invisible.
但是神显出异象，好像鸽子的形状呢，临到耶稣啊。
But God gave John a vision, so the Spirit descended as a dove on Jesus.
并且有声音说，这是天父的爱子啊。
And a voice from heaven said that this is my beloved son.
所以施洗约翰呢，他在这边做见证啊，因为圣灵临到他呢，临到耶稣的身上，所以他可以证明他就是神的爱子。
Hence, here John bore witness saying that because the Holy Spirit descended and remained on Jesus, that he 同样的，
我们也今天借着得到圣灵来证明我们是神的儿女。
That Jesus is the Son of God, and similarly today, we have the Holy Spirit to prove that we are sons of God.
这是永远不能改变的。
This is a fact.
但既然受洗得圣灵这么重要
since it is important to get baptized and receive Holy Spirit,
我们就要重视它。
We need to stress heavily.
除非我们在犯罪，没有第二次的洗礼的机会。
Unless we have sinned and does not have the option of receiving baptism again.
否则的话，神的儿子的名分永远不会改变的。
Otherwise, our sonship will never change.
所以弟兄姐妹能够热心服侍主，遵守神的话。
Hence, brothers and sisters, if you were to keep the words of God and follow by His words,
远离罪恶，不敢犯罪。
Stay away from sin, and do not commit any sins.
就是尊重主耶稣宝血的价值啊。
Then you have already cherished the precious blood of Jesus.
也重视从天上来的声音的见证。
And you have cherished the testimony of the voice from heaven.
那从天上来的声音，除了证明耶稣是神的爱主以外
，besides testifying that Jesus is the beloved Son of God，
又说啊，他是天父真神所喜悦的。
The voice also says that he is pleased with Jesus。
当我们还没有受洗之前
，before we receive baptism，
我们在神面前是啊，可怒之主啊。
We are before we are baptized， we are sons of wrath。
啊，这是保罗呢啊，在以弗所书里面有阐明出来的。
And this is what Paul said in the Ephesians。
那么一个罪人怎么能够得到神的喜悦呢？不可能啊。
How can a sinner please God? This is impossible。
请看以弗所书第二章第三节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3。
以弗所书第二章第三节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3。
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之主，和别人一样。这里提到我们还没有受洗之前呐、
啊。Here it tells us that before we receive baptism.
那么在神面前呢，是称为可怒之主啊。
We were all children of wrath before God.
不能得到神的喜悦。
We cannot please God.
好像啊，为非作歹的儿子呢，在父亲的心目中呢，是一个可怒之主啊。
Just like a child who often gets into trouble, to his father he is a son of wrath.
那么我们受洗以后呢，啊，罪得到赦免，当然是神所喜悦的。
And after we receive baptism, our sins were forgiven, and hence we please God.
如果我们知道这种关系，我们对神的信心呢就会增强。
If we understand this relation, then our faith in God would improve.
我既然是神所喜悦的
，since I please God，
那么有什么神呢不听我的祷告呢
？And what is there to stop God from listening to my prayers？
好的事情，对的事情，他一定会啊帮忙我的。
Whatever that is right, whatever that is good, He will give us.
好像做儿女是父亲所喜悦的啊，那么父亲呢能够做的，他会把这些啊事情都做在他儿女的身上。
Just like if a father is happy with his children, he will be very willing to do everything for them.
所以我们受洗以后呢，要继续得到神所喜悦的儿女呀。
And hence, after our baptism, we should continue to please God.
圣经有提到几点，也就是我们要努力的。
The Bible tells us some points that we can learn from.
就是不要怀疑呀。
First is do not doubt.
希伯来书十一章第六节提到到神面前来的。
In Hebrews it says for those who come before God.
必须要相信有神。
You must believe that there is God.
人有时候因为环境的改变。
Sometimes because of the things that goes on around us.
或是人数的数数灰灰啊啊，引起所听到的一些声音呢。就对主耶稣起怀疑啊。
All the things that happen around you, you begin to doubt God.
那这样就不能够得到神的喜悦。
If you doubt God, God will not be pleased.
所以我们的信心不要改变。
Hence, your faith should not be shaken.
不要动不动人的事情就把它牵涉到神那边去，就怀疑神了。
Do not begin to doubt God every time you face.A conflict with a fellow human being.
人性的弱点往往会这样，人的事情就把它迁怒到主耶稣那边了。
It is our human nature that often we would when we have conflicts with people, we would begin to doubt God.
只有我们永远在神的面前成为神所喜悦 的人呢，就不要怀疑呀。
If you want to be a children of God forever, then you should not doubt God.
尤其神的爱跟神的能力。
Especially do not doubt His love and His power.
不要怀疑。
Do not doubt them.
那么保罗在罗马书第八章也阐明体贴圣灵跟体贴肉体的事情。
And Paul also mentions in Romans chapter 8 that whether we give in to our flesh or give in to the Holy Spirit.
如果我们在生活当中呢，不断的体贴肉体，放纵情欲呢？
If in your life you still give in to your flesh and to your desires.
不能够呢体贴圣灵就是顺服圣灵的感动。
And you cannot give in to the Holy Spirit, meaning to let the Holy Spirit lead you.
当然有时候就不能够得到神的喜悦。
Well, if that is the case, then you will not please God.
请看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
第五节到第八节。
Chapter 8, verse 5 to verse 8.
罗马书第八章第五节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 5.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体的，就是使体贴圣灵的，乃是生命平安。第七节。
Seven.
原来体贴肉体的，就是以神为仇，因为不服神的律法，也是不能服。第八节。
Eight.
而且属肉体的人，不能得到神的喜悦。这里。提到有关体贴肉体跟体贴圣灵的事情。
Here it tells us about living according to the flesh or according to the spirit.
人带着肉体，难免呢会体贴肉体的事情。
Because we live in the flesh, therefore, it is quite natural for us to live according to the flesh.
但是肉体所喜好的，如果违背神的旨意
，But if what your flesh desires goes against the teachings of God,
我们不断的体贴下去了。
And if we continue to live according to the flesh,
就不能得到神的喜悦。
In that way, we will not please God.
因为会放纵情欲，不能荣耀神啊。
Because we begin to indulge in our desires, and we cannot glorify God.
所以主耶稣赐下圣灵来帮助我们。
And that is the reason why Lord Jesus, there is a reason why God gives us His Spirit.
就是要借着圣灵的力量，让我们一步一步的除掉肉体的情欲。
It is through the guidance of the Holy Spirit that slowly and gradually we will not give in to our desires.
使我们借着听道理呢，就有这种真理的力量，让我们呢，来努力顺服神的旨意啊。
And as we listen to sermons, we will be able to live by the teachings of Jesus.
所以主耶稣呢，他受洗。圣灵临到以后，才有从天上来的这种声音呐。
Hence, when Jesus baptized, there's a voice from heaven.
那么主耶稣以后在树上呢传福音，大概有三年多左右。
Jesus's ministry lasted for about 3 years.
他一直的在他讲道当中呢，都是荣耀神的口气，遵从顺服天父的旨意。
In all his teachings, he had glorified God.
那到最后呢也是顺服天父旨意呢被钉在十字架上。
And right to the very end, he also complied with the will of God by being crucified on the cross.
那么就是呢也可以说是体贴圣灵的旨意。
And he is one who lived according to the Spirit.
因此呢才有从天上来的声音说他是神所喜悦的。
And that is the reason why a voice from heaven said that Jesus is one who whom God is pleased.
所以保罗勉励当时哥林多教会的信徒啊。
And Paul wrote a letter to the Corinthian church.
说要经常立志，要怎样来得到神的喜悦。
He encouraged the Corinthians, telling them how they should set determinations to please God.
请看哥林多后书第五章第七节。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7.
第五章第九节才对啊。
Sorry, chapter 5 verse 9.
哥林多后书第五章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9.
所以无论是住在身内，离开身外，我们立了柱像，要得主的喜悦。 这里提到我们无论住在身内或身外，无论是生是死。
Here it tells us that whether we are at home or away, whether we live or die,
都是要得到神的喜悦。
We must make it our aim to please God.
因为人带着肉体有很多的软弱。
Because we live in the flesh, we carry with us human weaknesses.
但是有心要立住呢，就能够成功啊。
But if you are determined to do good, then you will succeed.
因为圣灵知道你在立柱下要得主的喜悦。
This is because the Holy Spirit understands that you are determined to please God.
当然，圣灵呢就会帮助你。
And hence the Holy Spirit shall give you strength.
让你不断地实现你的柱下。
And it will let you be successful.
来得到神的眷啊喜悦。
To achieve what you have set out for and to please God.
在希伯来书十二章那边也提到说，我们能够呢啊虔诚敬畏神呐、啊。
In Hebrew it tells us that if we revere God,
就能够得到神的喜悦。
That we can please God.
所以我们经常能够立住虔诚敬畏神。
If we are constantly determined to please God,
那就能够成为神心目中所喜悦的神的儿女。
That we can become children of God.Other than God.
在这个时候我们更要想到讨神的喜悦。
At this time we should be thinking about how to please God and not man.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第四节。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第四节。
1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 4
但神既然验中了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。啊，经常讲道的人都很喜欢讲人家喜欢的内容跟语气。
Very often, people who give lectures or sermons like to say something to please the audience.
像我们当传道的啊，都很喜欢人家啊听我们讲的。
As preachers, we all want our audience to love what we say.
但是有些呢，神的真理不见得人所喜欢的。
But some of the teachings of Jesus may not please many people.
那么就不能够因为这样而改变神的真理呀。
Yet we cannot.Change the teaching of God just to please the audience.
所以保罗在这边提到，神既然验中啊，他做福音的使者啊。
And hence Paul says that since we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel.
以当时的环境来说呢，要阐明耶稣是基督啊，是不容易的。
During the days of Paul, it is very difficult to preach Jesus.
要传耶稣从死里复活呢，是不容易的，会受。啊，人家的毁谤逼迫的。
And it is even more difficult to preach the resurrection of Jesus.
所以保罗呢，啊，当时为了讨主的喜悦呢，他就啊，根据神所让他明白的道理来传扬啊。
Yet Paul was willing to please God, and therefore he preached what Jesus had taught him.
同样的，我们真耶稣教会今天所阐明重要的道理，不见得呢，其他的教派能够接受的。
Similarly, today in our true church, what we preach may not be the same as other denominations.
但是我们不能够因为这样而改变的。
But we should not change our teachings just because they are different from others.
这样才能够得到神的喜悦，神的恩典才能够不断临到我们。
Only when we maintain our teachings will we please God, and the grace of God will fall upon us.
那主耶稣呢？在树的时候，又有一次呢，从天上来的声音了。
And during the ministry of Lord Jesus, there was another time when a voice from heaven spoke.
请看约翰福音十二章二十八节到三十二节。
Let's turn to John chapter 12, verse 28.
约翰福音十二章二十八节到三十二节。
John chapter 12, verse 28 to verse
32. 二十八节。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。三十九节。
39.
站在旁边的众人听见，就说打雷了。还有人说有天使对他说话。 三十节。
30.
耶稣说：“这声音不是为我，是为你们来的。”31节。
31.
现在这世界受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。32节。
32.
我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。啊，这里记载啊，有一次主耶稣在向天父说。
And here is a record of once Jesus spoke to the Heavenly Father.
说愿你荣耀你的名啊。
Says Father, glorify thy name.
那就从天上有声音出现了。
Then a voice came from heaven.
说我已经荣耀我的名了。
The voice said, I have glorified.
但是还要继续荣耀。
And I will glorify it again.
神的名是耶稣啊。
The name of God is Jesus.
神借着耶稣呢，来得到很大的荣耀。
And through Jesus, God had received much glorification.
以主耶稣讲道理，行神迹，那么天父就得到荣耀。
And each time Jesus preached, and each time Jesus performed a miracle, the name of God was glorified.
那这声音还含义的未来，主耶稣要顺服这个十字架的痛苦，啊，这种荣耀才大的。
And this voice had also hinted that in the future Jesus would be crucified, and that would be a much bigger glory.
那么从天上来的声音呢？有好多人听不懂。
And the crowd couldn't understand this voice.
那耶稣呢？啊，他才说啊，这个声音不是为我，是为你们的。
And hence Jesus says, the voice has come for your sake, not for mine.
那么天父尊神能够得荣耀呢，就是主耶稣被钉十字架一定要成功的。
And the Heavenly Father was glorified because Jesus Christ must be crucified.
因为十字架的救恩成功呢，才能够打破这个世界的王啊。
And only when the crucifixion was done will it break the kings of this world.
所以撒旦呢，啊的权势能够被破坏，就是主耶稣被钉十字架成功的。
And the control of Satan over this world was destroyed because Jesus Christ was crucified.
所以主耶稣说，当他从这个地上呢被举起来的时候，就要吸引万人来归他。
And that is why Jesus says that when I am lifted up from the earth.I will draw all men to myself.
那么也就是说，他被钉十字架以后成全救恩呢，就有很多人要来归入在神的名下。
It meant that after he was crucified and completed salvation, many people would come to follow him.
所以从天上来的声音让我们知道，荣耀神呢的名是非常重要。
And as this voice from heaven tells us that it is important to glorify the name of God.
那么也就是说，我们无论做什么呢？啊，都要有一个中心呢，就是能不能荣耀神的名。
As it tells us that whatever we do, we must ask ourselves whether it glorifies God or not.
因为这是从天上来的声音呐。
Because this voice came from heaven.
所以啊，能够荣耀神的名，再艰难呢，都要克服去进行呐。
If we can glorify the name of God, no matter how hard our work is, we must complete it.
好像主耶稣被钉十字架，这是很不容易啊接受的道路。
Just like the example of Jesus being crucified, it is a very painful thing to go through.
但是为了要让神的名得到荣耀，必须呢啊去克服啊。
But because Jesus must glorify the name of God, hence he must overcome his fear.
但是人的弱点呢，就是往往呢要互相受荣耀。
There is one human nature that we often want to glorify ourselves.
有一点成就被人肯定的时候。就心里就想要得更大的荣耀。
When we have done a little achievement, we want everybody to know about it.
啊，往往呢，啊，声音是归荣耀给神，内心不一定这样。
Very often, we would want to give glory to God, but in our heart, we want to give glory to ourselves.
啊，这是人的软弱。
And this is a human weakness.
我们请看约翰福音第五章。
Let's turn to John chapter 5.
44节。
Chapter 5, verse 44.
约翰福音第五章四十四节。
John chapter 5, verse 44.
四十四节，你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一诸神来的荣耀， 怎能信我呢？主耶稣在这边提到
Here Jesus mentioned
说当时、啊、犹太人呢喜欢互相受荣耀。
He says that the Jews then would rather receive glory from one another.
那既然人所喜欢的荣耀这么强，就没有办法、啊、去荣耀神。
If they prefer to receive glory from one another, then they cannot seek the glory from God.
所以人必须不断的谦卑来荣耀神啊。
Hence, only when we are humble can we glorify God.
那无论做什么都是为荣耀神、啊、来做的。
And whatever we do it to glorify God.
我们再看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
31节。哥林多前书十章三十一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。吃喝是一件快乐的事情。
Eating and drinking is a joyful thing to do.
也能够满足人的欲望。
It can also satisfy our desire.
但是呢，往往在这个世上不能够荣耀神。
But often, we cannot glorify God.
如果能够在吃喝啊这个世上呢，能够荣耀神。
If you can glorify God in eating and drinking,
那么其他的事情呢，也能够呢啊，为了荣耀神而做。
Then in all the other things that you do, you can do it to glorify God.
这是我们啊不断的啊去追求努力的。
And this is a direction that we should definitely face.
因为这是从天上来的声音呐。
Because this voice from heaven tells us so.
那么主耶稣在世的时候，又有一次跟几个门徒上一座山呐。
And during the ministry of Jesus, there was one incident, one time when he went up a mountain with some of his disciples.
那么那一次呢，主耶稣呢在山上变了形象。
On that mountain, the face of Jesus had transformed.
全身发光，衣服洁白啊。
His whole face shone, and his garments were white.
那这几个门徒呢所感受到的，哇，很难去形容啊。
And it is very hard for the disciples who went up with him to describe what happened.
其中有一个叫彼得说，主啊，我们在这里很好啊。
There was one whose name was Peter saying that, Lord, it is good to be here.
因为这种属灵的气氛呢，在世界上呢是很难遇到。
Because such an atmosphere couldn't be found on earth.
但是在那时候呢，又有声音从天上来。
At that time, another voice, the voice from heaven spoke again.
请看马太福音十七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17.
第五节。
Verse 5.
马太福音十七章第五节。
Matthew chapter 17, verse 5.
说话之间，忽然有一朵光明的云彩遮盖他们，且有声音从云彩里出来说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”你们要听他。这里记载说，又有声音从云彩，就是从天上出来。
Here it says that there is a voice from the cloud, meaning heaven.
说耶稣是天父的爱子，是天父所喜悦的。
This voice says that Jesus is his beloved son, with whom he is well pleased.
但是下面又有一句说，你们要听他。
The voice then said, listen to him.
我们有没有听从主耶稣呢？
Have we listened to Jesus?
听从主耶稣的话的人才能够得救的。
Only those who listen to Jesus will receive salvation.
如果不听从呢，将来就没有办法逃避罪的刑罚。
If you do not listen to Jesus, you will not escape from the punishment.
所以我们听道理就要听从啊。
Hence, when we listen to a sermon, we must listen well.
有关主耶稣呢，他来到这个世界。
And as for Jesus coming into the world,
在旧约圣经有好几个地方早就有预言。
In the Old Testament, there are many books that had prophecy about this event.
那这些预言，有的呢是主的在从先知呢来表现出来。
And some of these prophecy was spoken by prophets.
那么就是说，能够听从先知的话，就是听从神的话。
And it shows that if you were to listen to a prophet, you'd be listening to Jesus.
我们请参看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
12:25
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25.
希伯来书12:25
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25.
希伯来书12:25
Verse 25.
你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些拒绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的。希伯来书的作者在这边提到
Here the author of this book tells us
神借着过时代的先祖警戒百姓，如果不听从的话呢
？And God had warned the people of old generation with prophets，
就没有办法逃避这个责任，应当要负起的这种罪。
Telling them that they cannot escape their punishment for not listening。
那么何况呢？从天上来的警戒。
But here is a warning from heaven。
先祖呢都是从天上所得到的指示，然后呢向百姓宣告的。
Prophets would often receive warnings from heaven and then preach them to the people.
所以主耶稣呢在那一次在山上呢从天上来的声音说要听从耶稣啊。
Hence when Jesus was on the mountain of transfiguration, the voice from heaven said, listen to him.
那么这个呢以后耶稣的门徒他们所阐明的呢
And later on, when the disciples of Jesus explained this incident,
那么就跟先祖的话有连带的关系。
And what they said is closely tied to what other prophets had said.
我们再看《使徒行传》第三章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3.
使徒行传第三章22-23节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 22 and verse 23.
使徒行传第三章22-23节。
Acts chapter 3, verse 22 and verse 23.
摩西曾说主神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我凡他向你们所说的你们都要听从23节
23.
凡不听从那先知的必要从民中全人灭绝使徒在这边见证提到听从先知的话的重要
Here the apostles tell the people the importance of listening to the prophet.
所以神从各时代所兴起的先知呢如果以色列百姓不听从
And in each generation, God had raised a prophet to warn the people.
会从民中灭绝
If any Israelites do not listen to him, they will be destroyed.
这是非常严格的话。
This is a very strict warning.
所以保罗呢在他书信里面说不要藐视先知的这个讲论。
And hence, Paul in his letter says, do not despise what the prophets say.
因为呢这是从天上来的声音说我们要听从尊重。
And this voice from heaven also tells us that we must listen.
那么有关彼得在那一处在山上呢所看的情形所听见的声音
And with regards to what Peter saw and heard on that mountain of transfiguration,
他感受到主耶稣的这种威严的荣光出现出非常好，非常感受的非常的好
Peter had felt much excitement when he saw the face of Jesus.
但是当他要离世之前呢，他再一次提到这个事情
And prior to his death, once again, he mentioned the same incident.
就是有关主耶稣二次再临的时候呢，也会有这种情形。
And when Jesus comes to earth for the second time, the same incident or the same things would happen.
请看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
16-18节。
Verse 16 to verse 18.
彼得后书第一章16-18节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 to verse 18.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，并不是随从乖巧内造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过的他的威荣。17节，他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说：“ 这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。十八节。
18。
我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。这里是彼得快要离世的时候啊。
Here Peter wrote this when he was just about to die.
他很关心当时信耶稣的人。
He had great concern for Christians during those times.
所以呢，他就写这封信来提醒当时的信徒啊。
And hence he wrote this letter as a reminder to the believers.
说当年呢，他跟耶稣在一起啊。所看到、所听见的从天上来的声音呐、啊。
He says, during that year when he followed Jesus to a mountain, he heard a voice from heaven.
趁我还没有离世之前呢，再一次来勉励提醒你们。
He says, before I go, I'd like to remind you once again.
要尊重这声音，也就是说要听从耶稣的话。
To listen to the voice, in other words, to listen to Jesus.
那耶稣的话当中呢，其中最重要就是有关他要再来的事情。
And some of the words that Jesus spoke, which are more important, were about his second coming.
那么主耶稣二次再临的时候呢，是要满有荣光，驾着天上的云再临呐、啊。
And when Jesus comes for the second time, he will come in full glory, riding on the clouds.
那么在当时彼得那个时候呢，有人怀疑耶稣再来的事情。
And it is during the times, the days of Peter, that some doubted the second coming of Jesus.
所以彼得呢，他就提出来说，当年他们亲身感受到的。
And therefore, Peter once again said, talked about his experience with Jesus on the mountain of Transfiguration.
有关主耶稣他亲自所说的，还要再来。
And he also mentioned that Jesus spoke that he will come again.
这个呢一定会实现的。
And this will one day come true.
有的人说最近我们教会好像比较少讲耶稣再来的事情。
Some people said that recently our church haven't talked about the second coming of Jesus for quite some time.
其实耶稣要再来的事情呢，是我们不能够怀疑的。
In fact, the second coming of Jesus is something that we should not doubt.
那么他再来的情形呢，圣经的记载呢相当详细啊。
And even the Bible have give detailed account of his second coming.
请看马太福音二十四章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24.
三十节、三十一节。
Verse 30 and 31.
马太福音二十四章三十节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 30.
那时人主的兆头要显在天上，地上的万族都要哀哭，他们要看见人主有能力。有大荣耀叫做天上的云降临三十一节
31.
他要差遣使者用号筒的大声将他的选民从四方从天这边到天那边都召集了来主耶稣在这边提到他要再来呢有一些兆头会出现
Jesus says that when he comes for the second time there will be some signs
那么到底主耶稣什么时候大有能力要再临呢
When will Jesus come again with power and great glory?
这是从古时候到现在的基督徒很热切在盼望的事情。
This is one event that Christians from the beginning of age till now are waiting.
其中有一件我们可以做参考。
But there is one thing that we can use as a reference.
请看三十二节。
Let's read 32.
你们可以从无花果树写个比方，当树株发嫩。长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。这样，你们看见做一切的事，也该知道人主近了，正在门口。主耶稣在这边说一个比方啊。
Here Jesus gave us a comparison.
就是无花果树在花芽长叶的时候。
Here Jesus gave us an analogy, saying that when the fig tree, puts forth its leaves.
无花果树指着以色列国啊。
The fig tree refers to the nation of Israel.
这个国家呢，就灭亡呢一千多年了。
This nation was destroyed for over 1,000 years.
在1948年呢，再复国啊。
And in 1948, it's the nation revived again.
这是应验圣经的预言啊。
This is to fulfill a prophecy in the Bible.
那么从以色列国复国以后呢，很多基督徒就知道主要再来的日子近了。
And after the revival of the nation of Israel, many Christians knew that Jesus is coming.
所以我们就是在座以后的人，也就是说主什么时候再来，都我们没有办法去料到的。
And therefore, it is very difficult for us to estimate that the time when Jesus comes again.
那么也就是说，我们经常要心里有所准备。
And as a result, we should always be prepared.
要怎样呢？啊，来保持从天上来的声音说，我们是神的儿女，是神所喜悦的人。
And we should always maintain the status of being the children of God and pleasing God.